Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Trick time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today's shot is brought to you by the fine folks at Black Raven Brewing, the fine makers of the Men's Room IPA, and this year, the 20th anniversary lager. And I'm sure they'll be so happy that they're sponsoring today's honoree, because today we toast 53-year-old Donald Calloway of Lake Wales, Florida. Now, police there, they received a call from someone who was watching Donald. And according to this person, Donald was, quote, acting suspiciously. And by suspicious, they meant that he was masturbating next to a horse.
Now,
Well, the cops weren't so sure. It could be a prank call. But then the caller followed up with a cell phone video that they forwarded on to the police. And sure enough, there was Donald touching himself while touching the horse. Now, what made Donald's attempt at bestiality so much more unique than others was the orifice of choice. Now, there's no good way to have sex with a horse, but our honoree was attempting to have sex with the horse's, you ready, Ted? Nostril.
Oh. I mean, horses do have a big nose.
Stop there. That is what he figured out and said, I'm going to put that there. Well, the horse wasn't having it. It ended up working out that way. Thankfully, naturally, Donald was arrested. He did admit to it. He said it was a dumb thing to do, but I like this. He said, guys, this was his out. Man, I just haven't had sex in like 2 months.
2 months?
2 months.
No.
I thought it'd be like 2 years, 20 years. I just got a jail, something like 8 weeks, and now a horse's nostril looks good.
You got a pretty nostril.
maybe he knows something.
That would have never crossed my mind.
Love thy neighbor.
Oh, there you go.
Why the long face? Cuz, what you're doing to me, man?
The nostril.
It's a different version of a salt lick. Ooh.
Your nose or horse on.
Horses are so big, too.
They are big. Yeah. Like I said, there's no good way to do it, but somehow he still made it
come
wrong.
Down.
You know what I mean? Like, bestiality is already gross. I'm like, dude, you just upped it a level. Like, how did you do that? Well, congratulations. The nice thing about it is they posted his picture.
Where was this again?
This was in Fort Wales, Florida, where apparently if you go longer than 2 months without sex, you're down before anything. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola!